Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the European Film Market at the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the EFM industry debate titled Cross Atlantic Series Success, Remaking TV for Europe and the World. In this extract, Philipp Steffens, supervising producer of the big German broadcasting channel RTL, talks about the risks in making TV serials that are more daring and less traditionally appealing by using the example of RTL-produced series Deutschland 83, which was very successful abroad, but somewhat underwhelming in Germany.
First and foremost, we made this show to change the image of our network. It was like we wanted to be a game changer in terms of getting in talks to creators, getting in contact with other producers, showing actors, big actors, that we can deliver also something like this. RTL is a channel for the broad masses, so we try to do something which could relate to everybody in Germany, the 80s, and this is our core audience, 30 to 49. We wanted to serve that core audience. They lived their youth through that time, and so we thought, like, okay, this could be a topic which could relate to everybody. But I think right now you're every creator, it's a really exciting time because things have been done differently, or they have to do it differently. Even us as a network, we did this show and we then sold it, or we did it together with Sundance, and we even decided to air it at the Sundance channel first, which you usually don't do. I mean, every sales company says your home market is the first thing and then you take it from there. If we would have done that, this show wouldn't be where it is right now. So we got really lucky that it worked that well in the States, and that we can actually now even think about doing it, and all over the world obviously now, but that we can even think about a second season because we have a completely different market behind us, which was successful, that we can maybe finance it from another side, or at least pad it a little more so that we can decrease our risk. Yes, there's a high risk, I agree. And we saw that, you know, with this right now, we saw that it was a big risk, but it's also a risk worth taking. I think at some point, maybe we get a show which also draws a higher audience as we had right now in Germany. And it's also about the image of the network. You know, it's not, you cannot change the image of a network within one show. So I think we have to see what we do next. Obviously, we're thinking about the second season of Deutschland 83, but, you know, we have to think how riskful we want to be. But at the end of the day, we're always thinking of bigger brands which can travel. And we didn't do this show for the world. We did this for Germany. So for us, it's, yeah, we will take some risk, but I think at the end we want to serve the masses. We know our audience, and it's going to be really hard to find something else, where we can get them all. We will not do something small or smaller for a niche audience. This is not our business.
To listen to the full panel and other panels from the European Film Market, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening. From the European Film Market of the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival, I'm Matt Micucci, and you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.